It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
What is going on at the moment in OG. But Adam just said a story there and I thought that's a bit weird. I didn't hear of anything going off, kicking off last night.
Must not have been in the good part of Ocean Grove, mate.
It's all good parts. It's all good parts.
Must have been in the not so good part.
No, it's all they're all good. But basically, we just heard then that someone was out holding a sledgehammer in the midnight hours, as you do. I mean,
walking around
with a massive sledgehammer, and they're hard to hold anyway.
Mm.
Have you had your hands on a sledgehammer of late?
Yeah, it's a two-hand job.
Yeah, it is a two-hand job.
Unless you're quite a large person,
You're swinging it down below.
You'd have to have, you'd be holding up just below the head of it,
and on the shoulder, like this is my stick with all my possessions in it.
One hand.
Oh,
you just hold the head by your hip and have the handle down.
Yes, okay, like you're in a Western.
Mm. Sure. So this guy was apparently arrested last night.
Yes,
he was wandering around with a sledgehammer, and when police said, "G'day, mate, what are you doing with that sledgehammer?" he became aggressive.
Yeah,
and they tasered him.
Well, the thing is that apparently he threw the sledgehammer down and then was like, "Come on, then." Whatever, I'm just paraphrasing.
You are absolutely.
I'm totally paraphrasing.
I am acting. Yeah.
But it was, apparently he got aggressive. Because initially I heard that story and I'm like, what's wrong with holding a sledgehammer around? Like, unless you're wearing like a mask or something.
Well, it's the middle of the night, mate. What are you?
Yeah, I know, but what if you work night shift or something and you're like, oh, I've got my sledgehammer here and I've got to take it to my mum's house for some reason. I might as well just go now, drop it off, I'm holding my sledgehammer. And then people are like, hey, what's going on there?
Yeah. I can't think of a legitimate reason you'd be holding a sledgehammer walking down the street in the middle of the night.
I can think of many legit reasons.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, maybe someone's got a pipe that needs bending or something.
Sure.
Okay, what if, right, you and I live in Ocean Grove. I mean, that's the dream.
Well, that is the dream, isn't it?
Right? Yeah. You're up one side of the street, I'm up the other.
So you're on the good side and I'm on the
No, it's all good. Anyway, and then so you're like, oh, no, I've got a pipe situation here.
And my pipes are blocked. I need someone to come check my pipes in the middle of the night. Or they're not blocked.
And they're pissing with water.
Okay.
Right? And you're like, what do I do?
I know Loggy's
got a sledgehammer.
I need someone to visit my house in the middle of the night and crimp me pipes.
Well, yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That's not a euphemism. That's...
Oh, my God.
Question.
I don't know enough about this story to pass judgment. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I feel like you're sticking up for him and you don't know.
I mean, the police are great.
Can I say, do you remember many years ago there was a story of a fight that happened on the Torquay Highway? Two guys got in a fight in the middle of the road.
Nah.
One had a chainsaw and one had a shovel.
Oh, my God.
That's the age old. Whenever my mates get together, every so often someone will be like, chainsaw or shovel, what would you have?
I think the shovel.
Or add the sledgehammer in.
Okay. No, definite shovel. You know why? Because I can move that around a bit quicker.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd hurt myself with the chainsaw.
This is the debate that we always have. If I can keep that chainsaw going, all I have to do is nick you and you're gone.
This is a terrible discussion and we're so sorry.
But if you bring a sledgehammer into it, that's a whole different kettle of fish,
isn't it?
It's something to think about for a Tuesday anyway.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
You need help, right? Mm. On this show, we've helped people name their chicken.
Yes.
And now we're helping. That was fun. Now we're helping you name your RoboVac. I mean, it's a big decision.
Yeah. I mean, we've got it. Mm. It's finally arrived. Shout out to Australia Post. Thank you for actually getting it to us. And we've programmed it. We're ready to go. But as you say, the app asks you to put a name in.
Yeah.
And unlike you, I didn't panic and call it Little Mad Doll.
I'm sorry. I know.
So
it's embarrassing.
Carly had just messaged me. She's like, is she for real?
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
So don't apologise to me. Apologise to Little Mad Dog.
Yeah, I should.
You done him wrong. So really we both need names for RoboVac. So Dustin Bieber was one that was kind of floating around.
Yeah, I like that vibe. We had Ed from, where does he live now? St Albans Park, that's right. He said Dusty the Robovac. Come on, Ed.
We can be punnier. We can be punnier.
No, I liked it. Good.
Simon from Charlemont joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Have you got a suggestion or two for us?
Yeah, well, I have, actually. We could go really simply and you could just call it Bob. So that would be really easy if you remember.
Yep.
Or you could go Robbie Robot.
Robbie, that'd be another option.
Okay.
That'd be another option for you.
Yep.
So they're my two suggestions.
Okay.
Right.
Is there a Bob Rob connection there with the because robot? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I thought we'd sort of tie those two things together for you.
No, do you know what? No suggestion's a bad suggestion, except for those two, Simon.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie on K Rock.
Do you still just love blowing? Mist smoke.
Yeah.
Breath smoke. I love it. This is great. No one gets excited about that, I guess.
No, I don't get excited about that anymore. But
yes, you do. As if when it's real frosty outside, as if you don't go, hey, Kalia. Sweet.
Nah.
Never.
If I want to do that, I can do that anytime. Just go buy a pack of Winnie Blues or something.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
As you go through your life and you may wish to do some beauty treatments throughout it, and I mean, you know, there's so many out there at the moment, and there's new ones and there's old ones and there's a heap of different stuff.
Yeah.
And when it comes to hair, right, there's a few different ways to kind of, you know, get rid of it or ease it or do whatever it is you have to do personally.
Right.
Okay.
So you've got Jim's mowing.
No, you can't keep rolling the same gear,
mate. Oh, mate, it's gold, so it will return.
So look, I mean, I've used waxing for a really long time, and you know, shaving and that Nair stuff that like burns the hair off. You used that back in the day, kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
And I'm not telling you where I'm using it. It's multiple places.
Okay.
Okay, so don't freak out.
Right.
See you getting freaked out. It's all right.
So it's not just a place that you're thinking. Blood draining from my face.
So I decided, though, I bought some sessions for it's not new, but it's new for me. And I've been sitting on them for a long time because I've been a bit scared. But I finally had my first laser hair removal done.
Is that you in pain?
It is. Okay.
Star.
So, should I tell? I don't. Okay. I got a few things done. I got a bit of a package deal.
Okay.
Right.
I don't want to know about your package, mate.
And so, well, the package, yep. Yeah. So it was my first session, and I went to results down here in Westfield yesterday, right?
Okay.
So I had to run off because I didn't want to tell you because I just knew I've got somewhere to go.
Hey, you know, there needs to be some mystery in every relationship. A little bit of mystery is nice.
Okay. So, and the girl was great. And yeah, and I was like, look, I'm scared. She's like, it's okay. It'll be fine. So I did my underarms first.
Okay.
Right. And she's like, oh, it's a little bit of a sting. And it was a little bit pinchy. I'll be frank. It was a little bit pinchy, okay. But it was okay.
I've heard it's like having a rubber band held against your skin and then snap.
Yeah. Mm. And so that's the kind of feeling. But then you can kind of smell it kind of burning a little bit as well, like at the armpit. So I was like freaking out a little bit.
Have you removed the hair and then they're lasering the skin? Or
yeah, so you got to shave it. No. So you got to shave it first.
Okay,
so
right,
all the areas right. you want done,
yeah,
you need to shave them first.
Sure, okay.
So I said to Jimmy on Sunday night, I said, look, I'm going to be doing some private things in the bathroom if you could just not come in. He's like, okay. So anyway,
then you just move down
the body and it's not as painful as what I thought it was going to be. And it's literally over so quickly.
Yeah.
It was really good.
And you've got 47 other sessions to go.
Well, yeah, pretty much. But like when the deal was going on, they're like, you can have a top leg, you know, or bottom leg or whatever. There was like a deal. The one I bought them ages ago. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll get a half a leg and I'll get my top leg. And she was really impressed with how I shaved the back of my thighs. She's like, wow, a lot of people can't really get back there. And I was like, I know, I've been hairy for a long time, like, you know, my whole life. Like, you get used to trying to get it all. Anyway, and then she's like, hey, so when you get like a part of your leg done, we offer you like your toes and ankles for free. Do you need that? I'm like, I will get that. Get yes. That, yeah. Please get that too.
Far out.
So, yeah. So anyway, I just want to let you know that it's good.
It's going well.
And I'll report. Yeah, it's going well.
All right.
I'll report back.
Give us the update because I don't know
do
if
you
it's
want to have a look
stick.
At what it looks like in the back.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
Now, there is a new way to lose weight.
Mm.
And it's a bit weird. And I'm not into it. Although, you know, I am on a bit of a healthy kick. I've been saying that for the past 18 months and nothing's really happened. But
are you sleeping the weight off?
No, do you know what? I've been using a bit of a mantra at the moment.
Sure.
I just got to take a sip. Hang on.
Okay. So this is how I imagine the mantra goes. It's something like, so a mantra is something you say to yourself over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
Yeah.
Why are you so a big piece of...
Now it's about positivity.
Oh, right.
Right? And I read something the other day.
Is it, you don't have to be so a big piece of... You know,
no.
It's all how you spin it, mate.
I know. So basically, I heard someone, this chick that I follow on TikTok or whatever, this is not part of the story, but just, you know, an extra.
Mm.
She said, if you keep saying to yourself, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to lose weight, what do you want to do when you lose something? You want to find it, don't you?
Ah.
Right? So she's like, say to yourself, I'm shredding weight.
Oh, okay.
Shredding it.
Shredding for stereo.
Shredding for stereo. Sure. You know? So you're not losing it because you don't want to find it.
No.
I'm shredding it. Okay, so that's what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah, that's my weight loss journey.
Well, she's just saying things. She's
is it a hack or just saying things?
Yeah.
Apparently, though, in New Zealand, this is taken off. It's called the Dental Slim Diet Control. It says here it's not evasive. However, what they get you to do is you kind of go, it's like a dentist situation, think of it, right? And you get these things clipped onto the top and the bottom of some of your back molars.
Right.
Okay?
Yep. I know
and
exactly
what it is.
What's going on here? Yep.
Yeah. What it is, I mean, people have lost 6.5 kegs in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Because they're not eating because they can't open their mouth.
Well, that's exactly right, Tom. They use magnets to clamp your mouth shut and give you only a little bit of room so that you can still speak and that you can get a straw in there for a liquid diet. Is this the stupidest thing you've
absolutely
ever heard?
I mean, why am I jaw shut then?
What?
Like, you know, like, oh my God. It's essentially, you know how when you've got a, like how when Indy started getting up and about and she's a toddler and she's getting into drawers and stuff?
Yeah.
I did that to our drawers.
Exactly.
You don't do that to your face.
You don't do it to your face. And for someone that had braces and jaw wideners and all this sort of stuff, man, that is not the way to go about weight loss. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to clamp your mouth shut and people are like, sign me up. The weight's fallen off.
Mm.
Yeah, because you can't get anything in there.
Imagine people like, sign my wife up, sign my husband up. It's not about their food. It's about them shutting up.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.